You may have noticed that there wasn't a recap for September. This in part was due to my poor planning, so rather than force an update, I thought I would add some of what I was going to be mentioning in September in this October edition. You may have also noticed that I have renamed this particular segment of the podcast from Newsflash to Recap. What features in this roundup episode is a recap of the episodes I've posted throughout the month. If you have an Amazon Echo, more commonly referred to as Alexa, you may be familiar with the term flash briefing. That is exactly the purpose of this episode. Everything referred to is linked in the show notes, so you can listen or watch as I do post these on YouTube in full. So now that the explanation is out of the way, let's take a look at the October with a sprinkle of September main headlines. So starting off with mobile phone technology, is Vero the new Instagram? Samsung Galaxy A14 design leaked in full, and Apple iPhone 14 is reviewed. In DSLR and mirrorless news, Fuji release the X-H2. In new tech, GoPro launches Hero 11 Black and Black Mini 27 megapixel sensor plus a 360 degree horizon lock. DJI set to release the Sky Pixel action camera. DJI Osmo 3 action camera is given 4 big upgrades. Nikon adds 4 new lenses to the Nikon Z lens lineup. And the best drawing tablet, top graphics tablets for editing photos with a stylus, and the world's first 2 TB micro SD card. In competition news, Sony announced the judges of the World Photography Awards 2023 and the International Portrait Photographer of the Year competition is still open. So let's start off with mobile phone technology. Is Vero the new Instagram? Instagram is no longer a platform for photography, confirmed by the company head Adam Mosseri, instead focusing more on video content over that of stills and beginning to feel more like TikTok than it once was. I accept that in order to survive, you have to be able to adapt to the changing landscape and, as James Sinclair says, innovate or evaporate. But to what cost? The description from the App Store describes this app as an ad-free, algorithm-free social. From design to functionality, we're redefining what a social network should be, delivering a better, truer social experience for everybody. Vero is optimized for connection, not addiction, putting you in total control. Sounds pretty neat, right? But wait. It then says, free for a limited time. Join as a founding member now and your subscription is free for life. So, does this mean that if I don't jump on the bandwagon, I'm potentially going to have to pay a subscription to share my work? The cost of which is currently unknown. So if this is the case, why would I do that when there are other means of me doing this for free? If Vero intend on charging its non-founding members, then I'm going to want to see some form of ROI for my subscription. If you just post photos for the pure enjoyment, then I fear Vero have immediately segregated this group of creators. If you are making or wanting to make money from your work, how much time will have to be dedicated to making this a possibility? And at what point does this app become like all of the others? Samsung Galaxy A14 key highlights, courtesy of giznet.com. I'm pronouncing that with a, or with the G as a G in Giznet. Almost a flat frame design to sport Infinity U display, larger 6.8-inch FHD Plus display, triple rear camera setup, side-mounted fingerprint scanner, and USB Type-C port 3.5mm headphone jack. Samsung has earned its share of fame in the budget segment with the Galaxy A and the Galaxy M series smartphones. The South Korean tech behemoth added multiple models to these lineups in 2022. A recent leak suggested Samsung has already started testing a bunch of the new Galaxy A series phones that will be debuting in 2023. The Galaxy A53, Galaxy A34, and the A14 have entered the testing phase. Adding on to the latest set of leaks are the exclusive 5K renders and video of the Galaxy A14 that Gizmet has managed to source from one of the popular leakster. You can read more on this at giznet.com. The link is in the show notes. If you are an iPhone user, Digital Camera World has reviewed the Apple iPhone 14. Apple's latest entry-level smartphone enables you to capture and share great-looking shots and clips, especially if shooting handheld action footage. If you currently own an iPhone 13, then the iPhone 14 will feel very similar, as it takes up the same width and height space in the palm of your hand. At 7.8mm, which is 0.3 of an inch deep, the iPhone 14 is slightly thicker than the iPhone 13 7.65mm. But this difference in size is negligible, as is the fact that the iPhone 14 is lighter by 1 gram. Indeed, the iPhone 13 and 14 also have an identically sized 6.1 inch all screen OLED display that showcases your high dynamic range photos as richly colored shots that boast detail throughout the shadows, midtones, and highlights. With a 2 million to 1 contrast ratio, your shots really pop when viewed on the iPhone 13 and 14's display. For a breakdown to the iPhone 14 camera specs, camera performance, to watch a sample of the 14's video footage, and for Digital Camera World's verdict, I've linked the review below. In DSLR and mirrorless news, Fujifilm X-H2, it's a back illuminated 40.2 megapixel X-Trans CMOS 5 HR imaging sensor. Next level performance from lightning fast X processor 5, improved dynamic range up to 13 stops with an f-log 2 and a 3-inch 1.62 million dot variangle touchscreen LCD monitor. The X-H2 is a powerful multimedia tool combining high-end photographic and filmmaking features to meet the demands of every shooting scenario. With a new 40.2 megapixel X-Trans CMOS 5 HR sensor and the notorious X Processor 5, this is the first in the X series to deliver pixel shift multi-shot for 160 megapixel images. And with a native 8K video resolution, the X-H2 is an incredibly comprehensive hybrid shooter. Moving on to new tech, GoPro has launched its latest action camera family, and for 2022 there are two in the lineup: the GoPro Hero 11 Black and Hero 11 Black Mini. The cameras both sport the same 10-bit sensor, which is the real headline feature here, with its 8:7 aspect ratio and a 27 megapixel resolution. So from one take you can crop 9x16 clips for TikTok, 1x1 clips for Instagram, and 16x9 clips for YouTube without losing a ton of detail. Not much is yet known about the Sky Pixel from DJI, but what I can tell you is that DJI are saying that it can operate in minus 20 degrees Celsius temperatures. It's waterproof up to 16 meters without a case, and extended to 60 meters when in its case, and has a 160 minutes recording time. The DJI Osmo Action 3, durable in extreme conditions and packed with powerful features like a 160 minute battery, effortless vertical mounting, and robust cold weather performance. Osmo Action 3 is built to go wherever you do. Action 3 is waterproof down to 16 meters without added accessories. It also provides a 160 minute battery life and performs in conditions as cold as minus 20 degrees Celsius. Mount Action 3 vertically in the blink of an eye with social media optimized footage, and with dual touchscreens, previewing and controlling settings is easier than ever. Get footage that matches the intensity of an experience with a 155 degree super wide field of vision, 4K over 120 frames per second footage, and superior stabilization technologies like Horizon Steady. Four new Nikon Z lenses are on the way, including two primes, a telephoto zoom, and a wide angle zoom for APS-C bodies. Digital Camera World reports the Nikon Z lens roadmap has just been updated with four new lenses, although Nikon is yet to officially announce their release date. It's expected three of them will be for Nikon full frame mirrorless systems, but there will be one available for APS-C systems. The best Nikon lenses offer stunning image quality for Nikon's mirrorless range and DSLRs, and users of the brand will always benefit when more lenses are added to the roadmap. The best drawing tablet, top graphic tablets for editing photos with a stylus. Graphics tablets and stylus pens are not just for artists and illustrators. The best drawing tablet is also a great way to edit photos in Photoshop or Lightroom. Digital Camera World compile a list of their top 13, and the prices range between £22 and £2,400, with Wacom featuring heavily in the list, but also some appearances from Huion, XP, Zendilabs, Microsoft, Apple, and Samsung. Is this the world's first 2TB micro SD card? Not so long ago, to get 2TB of storage, you'd need a thumping great 3.5 inch mechanical hard disk drive. However, Japanese company Kioxia Corporation claimed to have produced a working prototype of a 2TB micro SDXC card. According to Kioxia's website, mass production of their 2TB micro SDXC memory card is scheduled to begin in 2023. If this comes to fruition, I would imagine drone pilots, those who use action cameras, and gamers are going to get very excited about this, but also something that photographers who shoot significant numbers, such as wedding and event photographers, may wish to keep their eye on, as I'm sure it wouldn't be long before they too can benefit from this extra storage. In competitions, the judging panel for the Sony World Photography Awards 2023 is announced, each a leading voice in the photography industry. The jury covers a wide range of expertise and experience. In January, the jury will gather in London to carry out the vigorous judging process, which is completely anonymous, with the name and nationality of the entrant hidden from the judges. It's always a good idea to learn who the judges are and what they like in order to give yourself the upper hand. If you shoot in a way that leans towards what they are attracted to, you are always going to put yourself in the best position. So who are the judges? In the professional category, Mike Trowe, independent curator and photo editor and chair of the jury. Mariama Attar, head of exhibitions at OpenEye Gallery, Liverpool, UK. Tandazani Dilakama. I'm going to apologise now. I have no doubt I am pronouncing these names incorrectly, and I apologise for that. Please just bear with me. So Tandazani Dilakama, assistant curator at the Zeitz MOCAA Cape Town, South Africa. Eliza Meda, editor-in-chief, Foam Magazine, Amsterdam. Ayana Mello, independent curator and photo editor, directing member, Photo Rio, Brazil. And Sujong Song, senior curator, National Museum of Modern and Contemporary Art in Republic of Korea. I will add all these names into the show notes, so you can have a go at pronouncing them yourself. In the open and youth competition, Eric Schlosser, art director on the Art Fair Georgia. In the student competition is Eliza Williams, editor and creative review UK. To learn more about the judges, I've linked the relevant page in the show notes. A reminder of the International Portrait Photographer of the Year. The members' monthly competition runs throughout the year, encompassing a range of categories. Images from this competition are judged monthly, with an overall winner chosen at the end of the year. So there it is, folks, a recap of September and October 2022. Check out the show notes where I have linked some of the topics mentioned for you to check out in further detail. If you are aware of anything photography or video related that is worth mentioning, maybe competitions near you, apps that you use that you can't live without, then let me know and maybe we can mention them on the next episode. Until next time, be creative, be inspired, be you.